A very good morning to you, Namibia. Vatike paya otaku ya kotaku di. We are three-month-old on the door. Good morning, Namibia. Good morning, my dear listener. Welcome to Eagle FM. Welcome to Mind Matters. And let me say thank you to Francina for a very, very, very informative topic. Make sure that you tune in always, you know, on that show on the Social Times. She always cover really, really interesting and rich discussion in that show. So don't miss it. Don't miss it. Definitely. So we continue in the same line, but let me welcome first. Let me welcome you first. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So how is your Saturday so far? I hope it's rainy and muddy. So it's rainy and muddy on this side. And it's one thing that I really don't like in the north during the rain seasons. Oh, it's so muddy. It's so muddy. Wherever you go, it's just muddy and muddy and muddy. I want to go back to Windhoek. Yeah, so where you don't see where the water disappeared, you know? Yeah, so, yeah, it's rainy. And it's a very beautiful weather. The weather is good. I do enjoy. I like this kind of weather where it's nice and cool. I wasn't meant for a heat weather, you know, hot weather. I wasn't really meant for that. My body's not meant for that. So, yeah. Someone, a billionaire woman, some out there, maybe just let me get myself a billionaire woman and be able to get and be able to get out of here, you know, live on the island, you know, cold island. I want a cold island, not in Europe. I've been in certain country in Europe that are too cold. I don't want to where really my ass is freezing. No, I don't want to, you know, be in a country where that's happening. And nice weather, not hot, not cold. Yeah, that kind of weather. So, yeah, if there's a billion woman there, a billionaire, I just want a billionaire, not a millionaire, because I can become a millionaire on my own. Yeah, I want a billionaire woman, okay? So, yeah, hook me up, but all what I'm looking for is to take me out here to some kind of an island that has a very good weather, you know? So, all right, good morning, and welcome. I hope your Saturday is serene and comfortable and relaxing, because that's what we should be doing. You know, if you're a worker, for example, you know, Saturday should be resting, preparing yourself, recuperating, preparing yourself for the week ahead. Yeah, enjoy yourself a little bit. Yeah, so yeah, take yourself out. And have yourself some kind of massage or whatever, something that makes you a little bit relaxed. Some of you working too hard. You work too hard and you never really get a time to take care of yourself. Remember, you can't give what you don't have. So part of what you need to do, it's really taking care of yourself physically and emotionally and mentally. And, well, that's what we do here. So that's exactly what we do here. So good morning, if you're just joining us. Good morning, Namibia. So good morning, good morning. So you are tuned in into Mind Matter. So the show where we talk about the things that truly matter in your life. So what are those things that truly matter in your life? Your mind. Your mind matters in your life. You know, your emotions matters in your life. So, and of course, your relationships. So that's what actually Francina was talking about, you know, from the previous show. So your relationship matters and your well-being, your total well-being, it matters. So, and I'm your host, Michael Chivelli. And today we have a very important, a very important conversation that we're going to have. So make sure that you stick around. I'm welcoming you. I'm welcoming you. Whether you are at work now, you could be at work in Windhoek or wherever you find yourself. sitting in a taxi, you know, Shakati, listening to us, or listening to us through the mobile app, Eagle FM mobile app, wherever you find yourself. You could be outside of the country, you know, in Qatar, in Bangladesh, in America. You could be in China. Actually, I have someone who's listening, yeah, from China. So you could be anywhere listening to us. You're welcome, welcome. So, or could be enjoying. You could be enjoying your morning coffee somewhere in Wavish Bay or Swakopmund, you know. Haven't been there for a while. So I need to take a deliberate vacation to Swakopmund. I haven't been there for a while. So I'm so glad you're with us today. Thanks for joining us. And this is Mind Matters. And I am here to walk with you through a journey of understanding yourself. So here, that's what we do. We go through that journey of understanding ourselves better. Okay? And today, my friends, we are asking a very simple but very deep question. A very, very deep question. Are you ready? That's not the question that we're going to talk about, whether you are ready. Could be nice to ask to talk about, are you ready? So here it is. So what makes you emotionally secure? So, or stable, what are you emotionally stable? Take a moment. As I said, this is a very deep question. You know, these are things that we really don't go deep into it. And this is the program that helps you to do that. So ask yourself, as I said, take a moment, think about it. What gives you the sense of peace inside? What is that give you the sense of peace inside? What makes you feel safe? What makes you feel like you can handle whatever life throws at you? So now you know that emotional security is something we all seek. Every one of us. Every one of us, this is something all of us are looking for, because it is the foundation of who we are. Emotional security is the foundation of who we are. It is the underlying determinant of our personality and of our behavior. How we feel inside, and I want you to know that, how we feel inside affect how we act outside. You understand? So how we feel inside, so outside is a reflection of what we're going through inside. How secure we feel affect how we relate to others. How we secure we feel affect how we relate to others. How we relate to our spouses, if we are married, how we relate to our children, how we relate to our friends, how we relate to our colleagues. So it affects how we make decisions. How secure we feel, it affects how we make decisions. It affects how we see ourselves. Okay? I just wanted to understand how important, you know, emotional security is. So, as I said, it's an underlying determinant of our personality and of our behavior. And if we feel secure within ourselves, so definitely that affects how we relate to other people, how we relate to, you know, and also how we make decisions and how we see ourselves. So now, let me share something with you quickly, okay? So that I'm just giving you an introduction to what we're going to talk about. So I was speaking to a young man, a young woman last week, okay? Let's call her Maria, okay? It's an easy name to think of. So Maria is 28 years old. She's 28 years old. And she has a very good job. She has actually a very good job at the bank. Okay? Now, she has a boyfriend who loves her, according to her now. And she has a family also that cares about her too. So on one side, everything looks fine. But Maria told me something in relation to her emotional security. Now, which she didn't know at the time. Okay? So at that time when she told, she didn't know that it was really something about her emotional security. So she said, I feel empty when I'm not with my boyfriend. Okay? Or if he doesn't call me, I feel like I don't exist. You know, she says she feels empty when she's not with her boyfriend or if he doesn't call her, and I feel like I don't exist. If he doesn't text me every two hours. So there are a few things. One thing that you're not maybe picking up is the kind of, and this is what we will really pick up some as counselors. So one thing that you don't pick up then is like, I feel empty. So that's what she said. I feel empty. And I don't exist. I feel like I don't exist if he doesn't text me every 2 hours. Now, you might be thinking, of course, you might be thinking that, this is just love, right? Yeah? That's just caring about someone. But let me ask you this. Is it love when your entire sense of self-worth depend on another person? Is it love when you cannot feel okay unless someone else tells you that you are okay? That's, my friend, is not just love. That is emotional dependency. That's emotional dependency, and it is more common. It is more common than what you think, than you think, really. So today, we are going to explore emotional dependency, what it is, how it show up in our lives, and most importantly, how we can break free from it. So we will look at socio-emotional dependency, because that's very important, especially when we're talking when we live in the world of social media. So we will look at the socio-emotional dependency, and we also look at because like Francina was focusing on the relationship, I think we're also going to look at the couple emotion dependency as well. So and we will talk about how to build your healthy emotional independence. I'm going to talk to you as well how you can then build your healthy emotional independence. So as you can see, you better stick around, because this is going to be a powerful mental health hours. So, and before we go ahead, and before we go further, I want to say this to you. Everyone has emotional needs. All of us have emotional needs. Yes, everyone. Seeking support and connection, those are actually normal things. Those are things that a human being actually need. It is part of being human. No, we are not the mental, you know, and I mean, we're not meant to be alone. We're not meant to be, we are social being. So we need each other. So there's nothing wrong with needing people, okay? I just wanted to understand that. There's nothing wrong with needing people, but here's the question. When does needing someone become too much? Eh? When does needing someone become too much? When does it become unhealthy? When does it become a problem for you and for the people around you? So that's what we are here to find out. Okay? So that's what we are to find out. Take a deep breath. Get a cup of coffee or whatever your drink is, open your mind, and let's take this journey together. So let's take this journey together. So because this is a mental health hours from 11 up to 1 o'clock, we call this mental health hours. So where you can come in as well, if there are issues that you find difficult going through, maybe there's something that you're going through and you have no one to talk to, and you probably just want to ask a question about something that you're going through or someone else is going through, you're most welcome to come through and just, you know, even if it doesn't relate it specifically to what we're talking about, it's a platform that we open up for you, you know, to be able to communicate issues that you're going through. The reason being that sometimes you may not have anyone to talk to. You don't need to say your name, who your name is. You don't need to say that's what you're going through. You can just talk in a third person or someone else. So, but what we want to look, it's be able to discuss the issue. And as always said, you know, I'm a professional behavior counselor. And so what happened is that if I can help you, because not all, I mean, in whatever profession you are, it doesn't mean that you'll be able to have answers for everything. So if I cannot be able to help you, which I don't promise that I will, but what I can do, we will be able to discuss your whatever you're going through. So, and if we cannot be able now, if I realize there's something that needs, you know, a much someone else, maybe a psychiatrist, maybe or a police or a lawyer or whatever the case may be, or maybe a psychological counselor, I mean a psychologist, whatever the case may be, then I can always say, look, give me your number and I will refer you to someone that might help you. So that's the whole thing. Is we are not just here to talk about issues as every Saturday here, but we also, you know, can be able to help you to find help, to seek help. And that's the whole idea. Given where we are as a society, given where we are as a country, we have so many people taking their own life. We have so many people unlife, you know, other people. Due to, as we're talking about, are you emotionally stable? Are you emotionally secure? All that kind of behavior, where do they coming from? They're coming to that, as I said, this is a determinant, it's an underlying determinant of how we see ourselves, of how we behave, and yeah. So, and that's what we're going to look at today. So make sure that you're part of this, and I want you to be part of this. You could be a professional out there as well. So chip in, come in, you know, give your professional insight on this topic that we're discussing, or any, you know, add your put some fresh on it, you know, or maybe a different angle that I may not be looking, or something completely to say what you're saying it's not true, and this is what, or it's not factual, whatever the case may be, or this is how I see it. So all right, you're most welcome. It's an open debate. All right, so all right, before now we get into understanding our emotional dependency, because that's what we're going to talk about, so let's start with the music. Okay, let's start with the music. Bricks and Lace, Love Is Wicked. Why not?
Change. go tough, we get over yours. And then they have a remedy or a cure. Someone call the doctor or emergency crew. Come and carry feelings, say yo, say yo, say yo. When we go tough, we get over yours. And then they have a remedy or a cure. Someone call the doctor or emergency crew. Come and carry feelings, say yo, say yo.
Love is weekend, love is weekend, love is weekend. Yeah, that's Brick and Lens, Love is a Weekend. Haven't heard that for a while. So very good morning, very good morning. Remember what I said as we started. I said that there is nothing wrong with needing people, okay? That's human to need people. We are social beings. There's nothing wrong by needing people. So, and I ask a question, but when does needing someone become too much? When does it become too much? When does it become unhealthy? So when does it become a problem for you and maybe also a problem for people around you? So, and that's what we're talking about, emotional dependency, okay? So, what is exactly emotional dependency? So, okay, in a simple word, it's when your emotional well-being, okay, when your emotional well-being, that means your happiness, your peace of mind, your sense of wealth, you know, how you see yourself, your sense of wealth, depend heavily on other persons. Now, other person's presence, okay? Other people's presence, depending on other people's approval, depending on other person's validations. So in a simple terms, that's what is emotional dependence. That means your well-being, your emotional well-being, your happiness, I mean now your happiness, your peace, your sense of wealth, it depends on other persons, either on other person being there, other person's approval, other person's, you know, validation of you. Now, listen carefully. Okay? I want to listen carefully. I want to pay attention to this. Now, there is a difference between needing someone and being emotionally dependent on them. All right? We all need people. As I said, we all need people. We all want to feel loved and appreciated. That's a human, that's completely human, and that's normal. But emotional dependency, it goes beyond that. So it is when you cannot function properly without constant, maybe, reassurance from someone else. It's when your happiness is entirely in someone else's hand. So that's what emotional dependency is all about. Now, let me give you an example. Okay, let me give you a quick example. You know that friend who calls you 10 times a day just to make sure you still actually like them? That kind of a person. Yeah? You know that person who get anxious and upset when you don't respond to their message within maybe 5 minutes? They just get upset. You know that partner who cannot make any decision without asking you first? So these are some of the signs of emotional dependence. Maybe let's look at some of the signs of emotional, so that we can understand what we're talking about. Now, I want you to think about your own life. I want you to think about your own life. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with yourself. Ask yourself some of these questions. So these are questions just to look at what are the signs of emotional dependency in my life. Okay? So these are not rigid. Okay? These are not rigid. It's not like, okay, if this is happening to me, then, I'm this bad. Okay? These are not rigid. It's just certain patterns that we develop because we follow patterns. Okay? So we follow patterns, and then those patterns, you know, are translated in our behavior. And because there's a pattern, we can be able to read, you know, what is happening. All right? So, and now we're looking at what are those signs of emotional dependency? What are sometimes patterns that we can read, you know? So, and this is just to help you figuring out whether you are emotionally depending on someone or others or something. Okay? Now, the first question is probably, do you feel like you need other person's reassurance and approval? So what I mean here is this. Sometimes you cannot just do anything. One, you could be worried. You see, because you're worried of being criticized, so you're constantly actually asking for a reassurance. You are constantly asking people to for your approval. You don't do anything anymore by yourself. You know, because of your fear of being criticized, you always now try to do what would be seen appropriate, what would be favored in the eyes of others, not really what you wanted. So that means it first of all it does two things. So one is that it's you no longer yourself, and the other thing is that you only leave. You only feel worthy by the reassurance and approval of other people. So, now, there's also an issue of trust, okay? An issue of trust. So, you remember those people who, sometimes maybe it's coming from your past. You never know. Some of us maybe have gone through a lot, and then we're always worried if these people care for us. Do you really care? And do you have this person? Do you find it now hard? Say, for example, do you find it hard to trust that someone truly cares for you? So you might have come from a family where you were never really loved. As an example, you were never really loved. Now, to have someone who's telling you that you love you, you don't have that trust. You don't have that trust, and constantly you're asking for reassurance. Do you really love me? You know, you constantly ask for that reassurance. So that you become now emotionally dependent on the assurance of that person by asking all the time, can I trust you? Do you care for you? Do you care for me? You know, where does that coming from? Sometimes it's not because of your partner, but it's because of what you are going through. What emotionally damage that you carry, the emotional baggage that you carry from somewhere else. It could be you're hiding, you know, it could be you're hiding a deep fear of rejection. Eh? Now, does that fear make you see constant validation? It's all depending on our past experience. Where does that fear coming from? Fear of rejection. As I said, because you're afraid of being criticized, in your behavior now, you constantly look for validation. So, and you're losing yourself. Whatever now you do, you do it based on your self-worth would depend on what people, how the validation from the reassurance from other people, the approval from other people. And the other thing is, do you find yourself being possessive or feeling jealousy in your relationship. Okay? So we're going to take that a little bit further in our discussion. So, but you may think, feeling jealous is just, you know, it's just that you care. Some people say it's just that you care. There's a level, you know, there's a level when I'm saying, do you feel possessive in your relationship? Why are you being possessive? It's because of your emotional dependency on that person, where somehow you feel that they neglecting that because that's where you depend on. Or you feel that you're not good enough, and when they are out there, you're not good enough. Eh? Because of your feeling you're not good enough, that's why I said your self-worth, because you feel that you're not good enough. So when they are not in your presence, remember what we talked earlier, when they are not in your presence, you kind of feel that, you know, they are with maybe someone. They might get someone better than I do. That's how possessive we come. So we don't want you to be anywhere anymore. Where are you? What are you doing? You know, that's what, think of those people who ask those kind of questions. Where are you? With whom? And all that. What, you know, why didn't you pick up my phone? I was trying to call you, didn't pick up. You see? It coming from that dependency, emotional dependency. So there is a level where it becomes unhealthy. As I said, needing people, it's a human aspect, but to what length, to what extent when it's too much, to what extent it's too much and unhealthy. So these are some of the things, okay? So, quickly, just a simple one. Do you often think that your happiness depend on other persons? Okay? So, and my happiness depend on you. That's not healthy. No, seriously, that's not healthy if your happiness depend on someone. What if those person? And be careful, because this is something that we spoke, you know, quite often on this program, that when either at subconsciously or consciously, when you say that, you command your mind that your, and this is an instruction to your mind, and your mind obeys. When you say, my happiness depends on another person's, you cannot be happy by yourself. Ask yourself, why do I find it difficult being alone? Yeah? Why do you find it very difficult being alone? It's maybe that emotional depending on other, eh? For your happiness, for whatever, for your, eh? And sometimes we turn it into the way that, you know, I just want to be with you. I just want to be with you. There is a normal way being with somebody, but there's also a way that becoming more dependent. Okay? And then we're talking about when you cross that line now. So there's also, do you rely on other to boost your self-esteem, your sense of worth? Yeah, sometimes we do. Think of your social media. Think of your social media. So some people feel worth depending on the likes they get. Yeah, if they get about 10, they are miserable. If they get 100, you know, it's kind of like a boost of their self-esteem. Yeah. Just think about yourself. This is why I said, be honest with yourself. You dependent, your self-worth now depending on how many likes you get. So you kind of define, if you get 10 likes, then 100 likes, that's, you know, that's the measure of your self-worth. So, yeah, those are some, I'm just kind of like, look at this. And sometimes when you answer yes, if you answer yes to any of these questions, well, don't worry. First of all, don't worry. Don't feel bad. It's not that, you know, something bad. You are not alone. Majority of us fall in the same boat. Many people struggle with emotional dependency. But sometimes it's just the way how we are, first of all, the way we are brought up to understand our reliance on other people, Or sometimes it's the situation that happened within our life that make us more inclined to depend, to emotionally depend, emotionally clink. Yeah? Maybe that's the right word. Emotionally clink on other people. And the good news is that you can overcome it. So you can overcome it. You can, you know, you can build emotional independence. You can learn to find your worth within yourself. Now, here's something important to understand. Okay? Now, emotional dependence is actually classified as a personality disorder. Okay? Don't worry. Now, I know the word disorder might sound scary or might sound sick, you know, when you have disorder. Excuse me. So it's actually classified as a personality disorder. Sorry. So, but it all means, what it all means is that it's a condition, and this is what normally I say on this program, it's a condition that affects how you think, how you feel, and how you behave. So when we're talking about disorder, it's just to say this is a condition, either mentally or physical, or could be anything, that affect how you feel, how you think, and how you behave. So that means it impairs your ability to function as expected. So we believe you're supposed to behave in this way, but now, because of that disorder, your ability to function in that manner has been decapacitated. It's impaired. That's a better word. So it causes you now
if you've reached that stage in life where you are tired of everything,
you don't see things
where
as you
each day
see
is just routine. Yammer me, oh. No, seriously, I am genuinely sorry for you because you clearly haven't been polarified. Like boring day at the Spani. Polanify your lunch hour with a delicious Polana curry. Chewing through yet another stale sandwich. Polanify your burger with a little mac and cheese. Tired of chewing the same shandy? Polanify your munchies with air-fried Polana pasta chips. Come on, life's too short for boring. Polanify every moment with Pasta Polana, a proud product of Namib Mills.
You have
So, as it when it becomes unhealthy, that's what happened. Now, let me tell you about this is a man I counseled. Okay? Maybe that's give us a better picture. Let's call him for discussion's sake, you know, Thomas, all right? How old was that guy? He's 35. He's 35 years old, has been married for 7 years. He told me something very interesting. Well, it's not interesting, but it's something that I want you to to highlight here. He said, every time my wife goes out with her friends, these are normally female friends, I feel like she doesn't love me anymore. You understand that sense that, you know, she choosing friends, you know, just that day when just, you know, she's going out with friends, he feels like, he kind of feel like he doesn't love me anymore. That's what he said. And I feel like she is going to find someone better. That's also something he said. Remember what I mentioned earlier? That's also the person I have in mind. So you feel that going out, this person, it's going. My wife's going to find something better. Remember he said she doesn't love me anymore. I think it feel like he doesn't love him anymore. And feel like she's going to find someone better. So what happened then? He call her every hour to check on her. You understand? He call her now every hour to check on her. And also, he get angry. Told me, I get angry when she doesn't answer immediately. So, you know what does that now to the persons? You see what? Now, Thomas loves his wife, definitely loves his wife, but Thomas also has a problem. Thomas has a problem, has a low self-worth. You know, that self, have a low self-worth. He doesn't believe he's good enough. So he needs his wife to constantly prove that she loves him. You see? You see how exhaustive that is? But the wife has to do this constantly just because of your emotional dependency. He needs her attention every moment. He needs her validation to feel okay about himself. That, my friend, is emotional dependency. And it's draining his marriage. So, which he didn't realize that it was draining his marriage. So when someone is emotionally dependent, it becomes overwhelming for the person around you. It becomes really overwhelming. It becomes a burden. So the person they depend on start to feel tired. They start to feel tired. They start to feel trapped. In some cases, they start to feel trapped. I remember one guy, you know. They feel like they can never do enough. So because you constantly need to validate this person to feel okay about themselves. Eh? You need to give them attention every moment. So, and then the other person feel they can never do enough. And that's when our relationship actually start to break down. So those are some of the things that actually may lead to a relation breaking up. Now, let's look at two main emotional dependency. Okay, first we will look at the social emotional dependency, and then we're going to look also at the couple emotional dependence. Don't miss this. And I'm going to break them down for you. Make sure that you are part of this. But you can also come through. We have covered quite a little bit. You can also come through. Our telephone number is 08-333-66-091. 08-333-66-091. We're coming to you live from the Ondangwa studio. My name is Mike Oshoveli. Let's also have another, you know, have another music. I'll give you Master KG, D-Boy Limpopo, featuring Zada Zakuza and Makazi.
Na mela ude limbo po Varidi muya kamada Disampaye di muya limpopo
Batu mufulu bumnandi Kibela uze limpopo Siyawas ya penduga Kekozo gotuga Somke silala
All right. So that was Mr. KJ. That was Mr. KJ, Master KJ, not Mr. Master KJ, Diboya Limpopo. So the song is actually like in December when you can say when you're going to where you come from, like you are in the, you know, in the capital now, and you said in December we are going to the north, or maybe we are going to Oshakati. Limpopo is more like a region. We're going to Oshana region, or we're going to the north, or we're going to Kavango. And everything is in there. This is what is happening in Limpopo. We love Limpopo, you know, we love. So that's what the song is about, okay? Very beautiful song indeed. I love the rhythm. I love the, you know, the vibe of the song. So welcome back. And our time is 54 minutes past the hour of 11. So we still have plenty on the show, and you're still welcome to come on the show and have your say, have your comments, have your perspective on the things that we're discussing. Remember, this is a mental health hours. You don't necessarily need to come and talk what we talk about. If there's anything that you're going through or that someone else you know is going through and you want to discuss that, I would definitely allow that, because that's part of the platform, you know, for you to be able to find, to get someone to talk to. So fortunately, I'm that person you can talk to. All right. So welcome. Let's continue. Looking at our emotional dependency. And now I want us to look at, you know, we're going to look at two emotions, the emotional dependency. Let's look at the social, let's talk about social emotional dependency. Now, this is when you are heavily, and I'm talking, say, heavily dependent on a broader social network. You know, social network for your support, for your now. This is now for your emotional support, for your validation, and for your self-worth. Let's go to the caller quickly and find out what she has or he has for us. Very good morning. Welcome to Mind Matter.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Oshoveri.
Good morning, Uncle Bona. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to get through to Mind Matter.
Hey, wow.
But that topic is very complex. I've been trying to understand it and think more critical about it, but it seems to be very difficult.
Yeah, it's not easy. Mm.
The really understanding that I have there seems to be very hard.
Yeah.
You see, now emotional dependent.
Mm.
And of course, it's very important also perhaps to, like you said, it sometimes gets unhealthy.
Yeah.
Now that is the area now where I'm facing some difficulties to really grasp the concept, the topic itself.
Oh, okay.
Because in a way, it also talks about, you have spoken about that when you make big say decision, decision in life, so you definitely have to consult somebody, you know, somebody perhaps that you talk to, could be your wife, could be your partner or your friend.
There's a healthy way of doing that. There's a healthy way of doing that. There's also a level where now you've gone beyond the healthy way, where you can't make decision in your life anymore without asking someone. Now, let's give a quick one. Let's say, for example, we have this young person who, I'm talking about now, you know, they depend on their social network for their emotional support and validation, and maybe even their own self-worth. So when they post something, let's say, for example, they post something before they go to bed. So when they wake up the morning, what do? They rush to their phone to see how many comments, how many likes they get, and if they got higher likes, if they get so many likes. So that determines, you know, their worth. They kind of like, oh, they feel good. It's not just about feeling good that there are so many, but that now determines who they think they are. You understand? You know, that also determines their day. They are happy. But if they got less like, it's kind of like, oh, what is wrong with me? You know, what is going? So because then the likes that they get now determines their worthness, and therefore that would also determine now how they behave and how they feel. So this is where now you actually gone beyond what is normally, I do this, if I got two likes and whatever, it doesn't affect me in any way. But for now, this even affect the person that throughout the day they become, you know, grumpy or whatever.
That addiction or a habit.
Exactly the point you're making. The addiction become now the dependence. You see? Exactly. Yeah. You just mentioned the right word. Addiction becomes now the dependence. Yeah.
Yeah, now you are correct. So, yes, it's true. So maybe that emotional, and it can be attributed to many other areas in life. Actually.
Yeah, no, definitely,
so
definitely.
Maybe economically dependent or that kind of where you really need. But in terms of social cohesion and that building that Ubuntu kind of foundation, it does help, because if you now become idle again, then defeat the idle mind is a workshop of the devil.
Exactly.
So obviously, in terms of really depending to people, maybe it's for support, entirely support.
Mm.
Of course, that one I think is a bit healthy.
Yeah.
But a way it now drawn you into addiction or at a habit way. So before somebody comes in the house, so you cannot even cook. So where your wife or your partner is not available, you can't dress the child.
Yeah.
Or you cannot feed the children and cook for them and things like that.
Yeah. Think in terms of this, okay? Think in terms of this. Now, when you mentioned the relationship, I just gave an example of a husband. This is someone I really actually have counseled, who actually said, if my wife is out with friends, I start to feel as if he doesn't he doesn't love me anymore. Imagine now, just the person just went out, and then he start to feel that when she's out there, she might be seeing other people, seeing other men. Being liked by other men wherever she is. So he's feeling he's not good enough. You see, that feeling of him feeling not good enough, what does that make him now? It make more dependent now on the woman, always to say, I love you, always to be, you know, to give her attention, always to, you know, not to go anywhere, because then you are being now possessive. And whenever she go out, he's asking, where are you? And when he doesn't pick up the first time he calls, he get angry. And when she comes home, you know, even beaten up, you know, her wife, because I called you and you didn't pick up. You see, where does that coming from? It does come from, I'm not good enough. And you now make yourself being dependent on the other person to fulfill that. So, and that becomes dangerous.
I have heard for issues, being suspicious, maybe it's also, they say you know the trees by its fruits, maybe the behaviors, the whatever. Because for you to come to that level, for a person to come to that level, I'm not just saying that maybe it's a positive jealous, but it can be a negative one. Yeah. Not the one that the Bible talks of, where you maybe in terms of now wanting to not to possess a person as such, but that kind of communication. And you know very well that yes, your wife or your partner is so somewhere.
Mm.
But the freedom to associate with others, friends, and all these things, I think that one is permissible. It's not something that can really give you suspicious, unless if you might have discovered some kind of unethical behavior or conduct and things like that.
Mm.
But still, that is only the trust and the honesty that need to take place there.
Yeah.
But otherwise, if you are just feeling insecure for no reason, or just because the person is there,
And that's the question, Uncle Bonan, and that's the question, why am I insecure? And instead of now looking at the other person and kind of like, because they do this, because they are doing that, that's what make me insecure. Sometimes it's because of yourself. It could be maybe, let's say for example, you are grow up where you haven't shown love, and then now you, when the person go out, you kind of like, okay, they showing love to someone else.
That one is different, because you are actually going there to look for love. Exactly. That you don't get.
Yeah.
And obviously, even in cheating, the possibility of cheating is higher there.
Yeah.
So you might be starving because of loneliness, because of love and affections towards that particular person.
Yeah.
And the person feels neglected and things like that. And I think thought of cheating and other issues might then come in. And if you got that position, you get to that level, then obviously your thought and things like that might be correct, that that person is actually teaching or doing that because you don't give love and things like that. That is a room actually for one to cheat or one to do, to behave unethical and many other issues.
Yeah.
I don't know, that thing is very, very important, but to create trust. And you know that, yes, you are only depending on your wife.
Mm.
So decisions that are made in terms of finance or social or whatever the case might be, spiritual. So they say that consultation, that communication. I think if that one, it can be actually the negative ones and the, what is it, the dependence.
Yeah,
that can be very negative.
Mm.
Can be done away with, I think.
Yeah.
If you create that environment, you know, you are communicating, you know, not just a day, the whole day.
Yeah.
You are in a meeting in window, but you are actually in various bad.
Yeah.
So what comes there is only when they now discover, oh, what happened? Yeah, this guy. So that is a kind of environment, not friendly, not healthy. So I think that emotional dependency might definitely become diluted.
All right.
So in that process. So thank you very much, Mike, for the conversation.
So thanks for coming through.
Welcome, sir.
All right. All right, yeah. So do the same. Do the same. Come through, and we can have a chat, especially when it comes to emotional dependency. Yeah, and how you see it, and how far you, how far is healthy, depending on emotionally on somebody. When it's becoming a problem, when it's becoming unhealthy. So that's what we're looking at. So you're most welcome to join me and discuss that. I was getting into the social emotional dependency, where, you know, when you heavily now depend on a broader social network of social network for now for your emotional support, for validation and self-worth. So now I'm talking about now generally I'm talking about friends, colleagues, social group, even your church community. So now having friend is good, having friends is good, being part of a community is even wonderful. So but when your entire, and listen to me very carefully, so when your entire sense of worth, your entire sense of worth depend on what others think of you, that is when it becomes a problem. Okay? That's when it becomes a problem. Okay, let me paint the picture for you. Okay? Now, imagine a professional. This is someone I was just talking now. Imagine a professional. For argument's sake, for a discussion's sake, let's call her Anna. Anna works at the office, okay? Anyway, all right? She's on Facebook, Instagram, you know, WhatsApp, and you name it, whatever platform. Every morning, the first thing Anna does is check her social media. How many likes did her post get overnight? You know, how many comments, how many shares? You know, if the number is higher, she feels very good. She feels good about herself. Now, underline, she feels good about herself. So if the numbers are low, she feels worthless. You know, if the numbers are higher, she feels good about herself. All right? If the numbers are low, she feels worthless. Now, let's say Anna goes to work. Let me also paint another picture. Say hello to her colleagues. Say if they respond warmly, then she feels happy. Okay? She feels happy. If someone is busy, say for example, say the other person is busy and doesn't greet her back properly, she starts to worry. You see? She started to worry. Did I do something wrong? Do they do not like me? Or you see? She started overthinking. She spent the whole day overthinking. She cannot focus on her work because she's too busy worrying about what others think of her. You know, their colleagues and the social media comments and likes. So, now, does this sound familiar? Okay? Maybe you know someone like Anna. Or maybe you are someone like Anna. So, socio-emotional dependency is very real. It's really real. And in today's world of social media, it's even becoming more and more common. Now, let's see. I'm going to give you some sign of socio-emotional dependency. So how do I know if I'm really socially, emotionally dependent? I'm socially, emotionally dependent on the validation and the assurance of others. So it is when you constantly seek, definitely that, when you constantly seek validation and approval from your social circles. You might finding yourself maybe changing your opinion. That's not what you want. You're changing your opinion, or you're changing your clothes, the way you dress, or even your personality, just to fit in and to be accepted. So now you went over. That means you went, you crossed the line now, where you're not doing things anymore by your decision.
buy what you want. But now you're actually seeking validation. You're seeking approval from your social circles. And it completely changed, it changed your personality, completely changed your, the way you dress, maybe the way you know, you look at things, that you always, you do it now for the approval, for looking for the validation and looking for approval. So it could be also that, you know, the other sign of social emotional dependence, it's we always want to be liked. You know, every one of us want to be liked. And we have that deep fear of being rejected, excluded, or being judged by others. So where does that then? That fear now create anxiety in our social situation. So you have now this intense desire to be liked by everyone. Eh? So, and what happened? You constantly, you know, it becomes a loop. You constantly, you know, seek that, what is that? That desire. You are constantly in this intense desire to be liked by everyone. And everything that you do now is looking for that. It's actually looking for that. Eh? So, and the... You place excessive importance on your social interaction and feedback. There are so people who play, like the girls that we're talking about. So you feel worth because of the likes, because of the number of the likes, or the feedback and comments that you get. You use them as your primary source of self-worth, of emotional stability. Eh? So you feel okay, the day will be okay just because of the comments that people make. And negative feedback or social conflict have also huge impact on your emotional well-being. Because a single criticism can ruin your whole week. So you find people on social media just because, so you came into my past and what? You understand? And then people goes on and you understand. For someone that you don't even know. So you can be, your self-esteem, it means your self-esteem depend on social acceptance and positive interactions. You understand? So without everyday social affirmation or validation, you will feel worthless and not feel good enough. Without that, and it becomes a loop. Eh? You constantly seek this, and it until it becomes that become now your source of validation. It become your source of self-worth and emotional stability. Now let me tell you something. So, social media has made social emotional dependence worse. Make it worse. And just think about it. So we now have number that tell us how many people likes us. We have number now that tell us how many people like us. Kind of like that is what telling you how many people like you. We count our worth in likes, in comments, in share. You're listening. We count our worth in terms of likes, in terms of comments that are made, in terms of shares that are done. So we look at our phones constantly waiting for validation from strangers on internet. Eh? And when that validation it doesn't come, we feel empty inside. I spoke to a young man recently. So let's call him Peter, okay? So Peter is a university student. He's a university student. He told me that he spent hours editing photos. Maybe you do the same. Editing photos before posting them. Okay? There's so much that he do to make sure that, you know, the photo that he posts is really, you know, good. He calculates the best time, you know, to post, when he actually probably more likely to get a reaction. He thinks about what caption, you know, the caption that he can use to get most engagement. You know, he put in effort into it. After he posts, he checks his phone every minute, every few minutes, and that also becomes destructive. In whether he's in class or whether he's himself studying, you know, because he just read a little bit of piece and then he go back to his phone, you know. And he told me that I need at least 100 likes to feel good about myself. So that's what he said. He needs 100 likes to feel good about himself. So that means he cannot feel good about himself, generally waking up and feel about himself without actually that. And he said, if he don't get that, I delete the post. So if he doesn't get that 100, over 100 likes, we delete the post. Now, Peter is very intelligent. He's a very intelligent guy. He's very talented. And he has a lot to offer. He has a lot to offer. But Peter has tied, you know. He has pamangela or self-worth icon on a number on a screen. You know. He tied his self-worth to numbers on the screen. That is social emotional dependency. And it's robbing him. It's robbing him his true potential. Because how many times you spend almost every minute, you're not even concentrating on the other things. This is very addictive. Maybe something that Hango Bora mentioned. It's very addictive. And that, what we're talking about, emotional dependency. For you to feel good, now you are depending on the likes, on the comments. Do you understand? And what does that do? It keeps you anxious. How many likes that comes in? How many comments that comes in? You're not concentrating on anything anymore. There are people who spend hours and hours. There's nothing to do. I mean, have you ever sit next to a person? You know, just do that sometimes. And how many times they, you can see that maybe they have posted something. If they have posted, then they go through that. It's not even 5 minutes later on, they go to the same thing. And then, you know, and not even 10 minutes later on, they go to, you see, you emotionally dependent, you become, which you sometimes don't even realize that you are now, you know, socially emotional dependent on that. It also, the social emotional dependence also affect your real life relationship. It also affect your real life relationship. When you prioritize social acceptance over genuine connections. So how many of you now, you go into certain house, there's no more social, there's no more that genuine connections. So you end up with this superficial relationship. I used to have this. Even with friends, you know, I have this one thing. You know, if I'm taking someone for a date, so we're going out, I make it always a rule that the reason why we go out is because we want to spend this, whoever, whether we're friends or we, you know, you're dating for anything. So the reason why we're going out is because we want to spend this time together. All right? And connect. So I wouldn't expect, that's a rule that, you know, you're not going to switch off your phone, but, you know, take your phone away. If there's a call that is very important coming in or messages, you can respond. But we can't be, you know, constantly now focusing on the people that are not here. Because you are more attending to other people who you don't even know. Or maybe I've taken you out while I'm paying, you know, how many this, you're eating more, 500 meal or 500 or 600 a meal, and you're not paying attention to me. So you're not giving me the attention. That's a rule. Take your phone away. If we have nothing to talk about, if we cannot connect, that shows that we have nothing. So when you prioritize social acceptance over genuine connection, you end up with this superficial relationship. And it's also this superficial relationship become your real. That's how now you even take your relationship that you have. They become superficial. A relations that lack depth, relations that lack authenticity. Eh? You might have 500 friends on Facebook, but do you have one true friend who knows the real you? Eh? Do you have one friend who knows the real you? And I want you to think about that. Who knows the real you? So, when was last time you were truly yourself? Okay? You were truly yourself around other people. When you were really truly yourself around other people? When was the last time you expressed a genuine, even if it was unpopular, eh? Where you express a genuine opinion, so even if it's not in a popular opinion, when was the last time you said no to something because you didn't want to do, you didn't want him to do it? Not because you were afraid, eh? Not because you were afraid of what people would say, would think of you. When was the last time you did that? So, the social-emotional dependency, it creates a circle, a cycle. It creates a cycle. You seek validation, you get a temporal satisfaction. No? So you seek validation and then you get this temporal satisfaction. Then you need more validation. It's never enough. Eh? You're always chasing the next like, the next comment, the next compliment, eh? The next approval. And in this process, you lose touch with who you really are. You really lose touch of who you really are. All right? Think about it. Okay? I want you really to think about it. Now, before, what is the time? 24 minutes past the hour of 12. And maybe before we go to talk about the couple emotional dependency, let's have another music break, okay? And then we come to that. Okay, let's spice it up a little bit. Okay? Let's still go to Mohsen KG.
Shining up a little bit,
Welcome back. So welcome back. And our time, when you have fun, the time really goes fast. It does go fast. So it's about 28 minutes past the hour of 12. We still have a couple of minutes for you to come through as well. And engage me on this topic. And now we're going to look at couple emotional dependency. And this is when your emotional well-being depend entirely on your romantic partner. And this one, my friend, is very, very common in relationships. It's a heavy rain outside, so hopefully you probably don't hear the sound coming through. It's quite a heavy rain sound coming from outside. Hopefully you're not hearing that through. So good. It's really good. It feels good. So now, okay, let's talk about couple emotional dependency. This is when you. And I make emphasis here. It's when you rely too much on your romantic partner, for emotional support, for validation, for fulfillment in life. Okay, let me be clear. And I want to be clear here that in a relationship, you should support each other. Okay, that's what's a relationship about. You should love each other. You should be there for each other. That's, as I said, that's what is the relationship all about. Now, but there is a line. Now, so when you cross that line, the relationship stop being healthy. So when you cross that line, the relations stop being healthy. Now, when you make your partner responsible for your entire emotional well-being, you actually put an impossible burden on them. You accept them to be your everything. So there are those who you expect them to be your everything, your therapist, your cheerleader, your best friend, your parent, your savior. I know somebody who called, "You're my savior," your savior, and no human being can be all of that, really. No human being can be able to be all of that. Now, and let me tell you about a couple I counseled as well. Okay? And also for the sake of discussion, let's call them, Joseph and, Grace. Okay? Joseph and Grace. So they have been together for 3 years. This couple lived together for 3 years. And Grace, they love each other. Grace loved Joseph. Joseph loved Grace. But Grace have a problem. The lady has a problem. She's emotionally dependent on Joseph. She doesn't work. She's always at home. Something that that Uncle Bona also referred to. Now, Grace cannot make a decision without Joseph's input. In a normal way, that's really good. I mean, you depend on your on your spouse, on your couple, on your husband or wife. All right. So she depend on Joseph's input. What should she wear? What she need to wear? What she need to cook? Where she go? You know, and you know, everything requires Joseph's approval. You know, and when Joseph comes home from work tired, Grace feels hurt. She feels hurt because he's not actually giving her enough attention. He's not giving her enough attention. So, and she interprets his tiredness as a lack of love. And she starts argument. She cries. She demands reassurance. On the other hand, Joseph is exhausted. So he feels like he can never do enough. So Joseph feels like he cannot do enough. Whatever he does is not enough for Grace. And he feels trapped. He loves Grace, of course, definitely loves Grace, but he started to resent her constant demand. You understand? So he can't have a night out with his friends without actually Grace, you know, calling him multiple times. He cannot focus at work. When he's at work, he cannot focus at work because Grace is texting him constantly. So Joseph told me, I feel like I'm being drained. So I love her, but I'm tired, you know. That's what he said. I'm tired. And that, my friends, that is what emotional dependence does to a relationship. It sucks lives out of them. It really sucks lives out of them. It puts pressure on one partner to fulfill all the emotional needs of the dependent partner. And eventually, the pressure leads to exhaustion. It leads to resentment. It leads to sometimes the end of relationship. So, and I'm bringing this to you to just to create awareness, to understand, and to dig deep, to explore, am I emotionally too dependent on my partner? Maybe it's good that if we can look at some signs. Look at some sign of a couple emotional dependence. What are the signs? What do you need to look at if somebody is emotionally a dependent in a relationship? Of course, something we talked about earlier on, you could feel threatened. Do you feel threatened by your partner's interaction with others? That's a sign. Do you feel threatened by your partner interacting with others? But something that also Uncle Bora mentions, that, you know, are you being your interaction with others, is, would it cause a sense of suspicion in the others because of how you interact? So, but let's say it's just, you know, a normal interactions. Now, as a partner, do you feel threatened by your partner interaction with others? And then you because of that, you constantly seek now assurance of their love and commitment. You might even try to control who they talk to, you know. Think of the people who are like that. They control now who you talk to, where you go, and all that because of jealousy and possessiveness. That's a sign of emotional dependency. So there are also people who have gone through experience in their life. They might have that intensive fear that their partner will leave. Because you could be, when you were young, you know, your father left, or your mother, could be your father, could be your mother, you know, left when you were young. And this fear, this kind of fear, lead to clingness, you know, and that clingness becomes really too heavy, too much, It leads to jealousy. Okay? It leads to control behaviors. You know, when someone have this behavior, display this behavior, find out there is always something that happened within their life, within their, you know, could be in their childhood, could be in their course of their life. Yeah? And you might then, this is what you might text them constantly, check their phone, you know, become controlling, check their phone, demand to know where they are. You demand to know where you are all the time. The fear of abandonment. Because of that fear of abandonment, you develop this emotional dependence. So there's also this, I talked about that clinkness. Sometimes you neglect yourself. Neglect yourself because you prioritize your partner's needs and desire over your own to maintain the relationship and avoid conflict. You understand? There's also that element to avoid conflict and maybe to maintain a relationship, you know, you prioritize your partner's need and desire. You stop pursuing your personal goals, your hobbies, your self-care, even just taking care of yourself. And your focus, you prioritize more your partner. Those are some of it's a sign of emotional dependency. You feel uncertain. You say, for example, you feel uncertain about your relations' stability. This anxiety strains the relationship, and it leads to that frequent conflict. You know, every small disagreement feels like a crisis. That higher anxiety and stress. So, and your sense of, the other sign, it could be your sense of worth depends on your partner's approval and attention. So your self-esteem tied to the relationship. If you are happy with you, I mean, if he's happy with you, you feel good. If they're upset, you feel worthless. Yes, of course, we want our partners to feel happy with for us, and that would actually make us feel good as well. But it can cross the line, and then you can tie that to what I said earlier on, then you start actually just prioritizing his need or her needs. So, and emotional dependency doesn't mean the emotional dependence is a good emotional dependency. It could be also a bad emotional dependency. Now, if you recognize yourself in any of these signs, please don't feel ashamed. Don't judge yourself. Now, emotional dependency often comes from a deeper wound. They often come, most of the time, they come from a deeper wound. Maybe you didn't receive enough love or affirmation as a child. It wasn't your fault. That's why I said, don't judge yourself. Don't feel ashamed. Maybe you experienced some kind of a trauma. Maybe you were hurt in a past relationship. It could be that you were hurt in a past relationship. So these are real wounds. These are real wounds, and they deserve compassion, not judgment. Now, but the issue is here. The issue is here that recognizing the problem is the first step to solving it. And this is the whole idea. The whole idea is to be able to recognize, is this what happening with me? So you cannot change what you do not acknowledge. You cannot change what you get. What do you? So, first of all, and this is what there are people sometimes who talk to me. I have my sister. I have someone who is actually, I think, has this problem and all that. And can you talk to her? But if the person hasn't you know, if the person haven't realized, hasn't acknowledged that they have a problem, then they are not actually taking that first step to solve it. So now, if you see these patterns that we talk about in yourself, take a deep breath and say, I see this and I can work on this. So I can work on this. And let me speak to those of you who might be in a relationship with someone who is emotionally dependent. All right? And I can tell you, it's not easy. It is not easy. You might feel drained. You might feel trapped. You might feel like you can never do enough. There's that feeling that you cannot never do enough. And I hear you. I really hear you. And I want you to know that setting boundaries is not a selfish thing. All right? Setting boundaries sometimes is not a selfish thing. It's protecting your own well-being. It's also very necessary. Protecting your own well-being is very necessary as well. You can love someone and still have limits. Eh? You can love someone and still have limits. And here is something crucial, very crucial. There is a difference between emotional connection and emotional dependence. Now, and listen carefully. Now, because this is important. Now, emotional connection is a part of love. It's beautiful. It's healthy. Okay? It's about two people supporting each other, being there for each other, sharing their lives. Emotional dependency is different. Emotional dependency is being needy. You know, it's being needy, it's being insecure, it's being possessive, it's being manipulative and clingy. Do you see the difference? Do you see the difference? So emotional connection say, I love you and I'm here for you. Now, emotional dependence say, I need you to survive. Now, emotional connections say, your happiness matter to me. Emotional dependency say, your happiness determines my happiness. You see the difference? So emotional connections say, we are partners. But emotional dependence say, I cannot live without you. Remember? Remember when somebody tells you, I can't live without you? That's dependency. That's dependency. That's emotional dependency. And remember what we used to talk about. Remember also what the message, what command you give into your mind. I cannot live without you. So if anything happened to the other person, you get devastated. Why? Because your mind, you have already instructed your mind that I cannot live with this person. And that's real. So, but do you see the difference? One is healthy, one is not. One builds you up, one tear you down. So one creates a strong relationship and the other destroys it from within. Eh? From within. So, yeah. So, but before we still have a couple of minutes. Maybe let's get to the very interest, the good part. Let's get to the good part. How do we manage and overcome emotional dependency? So how do we overcome that? All right? How do we overcome the? How do we find our worth within ourselves? And how do we build emotional dependency? So I have some principles, okay, and strategies. We're going to look at some principles and strategy for you, okay? So, but first, let's share three key principles. There are three key principles that I want to share with you. So the principle number one, okay? So we're looking at how do we manage and overcome emotional dependency. And I wanted to look at, as I said, principles. I have some principles, three principles, and also some strategies that for you, all right? So the principle number one is you stop emotional dependency when you stop using another person to define who you are. So when you stop using the other person to define who you are, that is the start of how you can manage, you know, emotional dependency. Think about this. All right? Who are you without your partner? Who are you without your partner? Who are you without your friends? Who are you without your job? Who are you without your social media following? If you cannot answer that question, it is the time to do some soul searching. You are here is that you are more than your relationships. You are more than what other people actually think of you. And you are a unique individual with your own value. I think that's one thing that you have to understand. Now, principle number two, the person you are depending upon has control over you. When you depend on someone for your emotional well-being, you give them power over you. They can lift you up or tear you down with a single word, just with a single word, because you have given them power. Yeah? They can make you feel worthy or worthless in a single action. In a single action. Now, is that the kind of life you want? Do you want your happiness to be in someone else's hands? Or do you want to take back control? Well, that's up to you to answer. And principle three, do not place your happiness in only one person or think. Okay, life is uncertain. Life is uncertain. People change, circumstances change. You know, if your entire happiness depends on one person, what happens when that person is not there? What happens when they disappoint you? What happens when they leave? Now, what I'm trying to say is that build multiple sources of joy. I'm not suggesting of cheating, yeah? All right? Build multiple sources of joy. Build multiple sources of meaning. Build a life that is full and rich, not depending on a single pillar. So you understand? Have friends. Do many other things rather than just focusing on one person to be everything to you. And this is actually a problem. Sometimes it's maybe a perspective that your wife would be everything, your husband would be everything. As we said earlier on, that can be. A one person can't be everything to you. They can't be your mother, can't be your father, can't be your therapist, can't be your pastor, can't be, you know. Build multiple sources of joy. Friends. You know, family, have still relationship with your family, with your brothers, with your extended family. So that when this person is not there, there are other sources of joy. There are other sources of meaning. Don't just depend on a single pillar. Okay? So I also said we're going to look at some strategies. Now let me give you some practical strategies. And these are not the only things. You may have other. You may look at other things as well that may help yourself. So, and these are things that you can start now. These are things that you can be able to do right away. All right? So we're looking at how do we manage, how do we deal how do we stop, not stop, how do we manage and overcome emotional dependency? So that's we're looking at. These are, and we talked about those three principles. But there are also strategies that we can look at. Okay? So what is our time? It's 52 minutes past the hour of 12. Let's look at that quickly before we come to the end of the show. So one is that reflect on yourself. Okay? Reflect on yourself. Take time to reflect on your thoughts and feelings and behavior. These are the source of your being. So if you want to identify the pattern of emotional dependency, you look at your thought, you look at your feeling, you look at your emotion, you look at your behavior. How do they impact your relationship? How do they impact your well-being? So, and this is something that we normally ask people to do. We always ask you journal this, you know. And journaling can always, the only way to find patterns is when you have things written down. That's why we have data, evidence-based project or something. When you want to evidence-based goal, how do you make your goal based on what? Okay, it should be based on some kind of evidence. So for someone that is really serious, want to deal with this, if you really want to deal, if you think that you have a problem with this, make sure that you have a book where you journal, okay, where you actually do journaling and write down your thoughts. Be honest with yourself as well. So it's only when you can be able now to identify patterns of emotional dependency. So the other thing is actually to recognize what are your triggers, what are situations that make you feel emotionally dependent. Sometimes maybe there are certain situations that make you, and then you recognize where it's coming from. Is it when your partners, it doesn't respond to your text? Is it when you see friends hanging out without you? Is it when you receive a negative feedback at work or on social media? Now, understanding the triggers help you now develop strategy to cope with them more effectively. So when you understand now, these are the triggers based on certain situations. So that would help you now to develop strategies to cope. But the other thing is also, and very important, is to build yourself, your self-esteem from within. Don't wait for validation and reassurance from outside. Focus on your strength, your accomplishment, your values. You have values. What are you good at? What have you achieved? And there are a lot of things that you have achieved. What do you stand for? As a person, what do you stand for? Stop seeking validation from others. Start validating yourself. Look in the mirror and say, I am enough. I am worthy. I matter. That's the only thing that's going to drive you. And start also, and this is for young people as well, start cultivating independence. Make decisions for yourself. Take responsibility for your own happiness and well-being. Learn to do that. So practice making choices without seeking approval of or reassurance from others. And you can start very small. Learn to start very small with little things. Just choose what you're going to eat for dinner. Okay? Choose what movie to watch if you're with somebody. Choose what to wear. Simple thing. You know, build your, we always said build your decision-making muscles. So just like when you build your muscles, you can also build your decision-making muscles by just doing little thing. It's like the same thing. So we also, I given a couple of examples earlier on, but the good thing is to build also health boundaries. You know, learn how to say no when necessary. Communicate needs. Communicate needs, communicate limit clearly to others as well. Boundaries are not walls, okay? They are not walls. They are guidance. No, they are guidelines that protect your emotional well-being. You can love someone and still have boundaries. In fact, health boundaries make a relationship stronger. And also, a very important part is also that engage in activities that nurture your physical, your emotional, and your mental health. What brings joy to you? What brings you joy? What relaxes you? What makes you feel fulfilled? Make time for those things. You cannot pour from empty cup. Someone say that. I don't know who said that, but you cannot pour from empty cup. Take care of yourself first. So I also wanted to challenge your negative belief. We all have that inner voice that tells us we are not good enough. Challenge that voice. When it says you are worthless, say, no, I have value. Okay? When it says nobody loves you, say, that's not true. So replace that negative self-talk with positive and empowering self-talk. So, and like what I said earlier on, this is also very important. Kind of build, you know, a diverse, you know, we talk about diversification in economy. When we talk about on Unpacking the Day, we talk about diversification. So build a diverse support network. Now, don't depend on one person for everything. You know, build a relationship with friends, with family, with peers who can offer encouragement and guidance and different perspective. Small as the same as diversification that we talk in terms of economy. So having a diverse support system reduces the pressure on any one relationship, only on one just relationship. It's the same thing, dependence, that we keep talking about. It's the same here when it comes to a relationship. John does depend on one market, you know, as we speak. So don't depend just on, you know, on any one relationship. So, and one thing that I ask people to do is actually to engage in practice like meditation, and there are meditation that would help you to, you know, to center yourself. Deep breathing, and if you know somewhere where they offer yoga, okay, go and learn how to do yoga. All right? So because these practices, I can tell you this, this practice has you to stay present in the moment. And I always tell people, in the present, there is no problem. So your problems either come from what you think happened to you or what you imagine will happen to you. So you always, in the moment, you always present your state of mind, your state of being would be determined. It's being determined by your memories or by your imagination. So practice mindfulness means that this practice would help you now, you manage to manage a difficult emotion more effectively. Okay? It doesn't matter. Even 5 minutes of deep breathing can make a difference. Now, sometimes we talk about this without really going deeper for you to understand. A deep breathing, what does it do? You know, when you are anxious, when you are under stress, let's say when you're afraid, what do? When you're running away from something, your breathing becomes short. You understand? Your breathing becomes short. You start to breathe fast. Your heart starts beating fast, you know? So, and that happened to help you engage. You understand? Now, when you deep breathe, when you are breathing deeply, That's also a message. It's a message to your mind that I'm fine. I'm relaxed. That's what you're telling your mind. All right? So, and that's why we normally say, hey, engage in practice that like meditation and deep breathing and all that, because it centers you in a moment. All right? And of course, ask for help. There's no shame in seeking help. A counselor or therapist, you know, they can help you explore. Normally we can help you to explore the underlying issue that are contributing to your emotional dependency. So we can provide tools and strategy that are tailored to your specific situations. And sometimes we need professional guidance to heal. So, and that's normally what happens. Help you, give you a professional guidance actually to heal. All right. Thank you so much for spending your time with me. Thank you for opening your mind and your heart. Thank you for being willing to reflect and grow. And this is Mind Matters. And I am your host, Michael Chiavelli, reminding you that your mind matters, your emotional matters, you matters. Well, until next time, take care of yourself, take care of each other, and remember, emotional independence is not about being alone. It's about being whole. Being whole, my friends, being whole. I'm going to leave you in the capable hands of Tate Francis, coming up with the realm of the historic. Coming up, I took up already 4 minutes of his time. So, yeah, let me wish you a very good afternoon, Saturday afternoon. Take time to relax. Go through of some of the things that we talked about. Okay? Step by step, try to make changes to your life. All right, until next Saturday, at the same time here on your favorite radio station, Eagle FM, I'm saying goodbye and have a good afternoon. So let me kind of leave you with the music from some kind of that. What music I leave you with? Okay, let me leave you with it. Mendy, slowly.
Do you believe in love? How crazy it could be, paper babies talk. Take it easy. Can you leave? I swear I can't breathe. Do you really care, baby? People won't die, oh, oh, myself. You are my fantasy, my only desire. I could take it as an injury. Cynthia, she make me fall in love. Darling, darling, if you touch me one more time, I might lose my mind. The beast too much here. Can we go slowly? Cause I can't take it. Attention, cause you got my affection, baby, baby, and so good to taste. Touching us step by step on the beat, put your night hand in the street.
Cause I can't take it.